Hey, have you guys ever played those name tests? I'm sitting in my car at lunch. I was just reading a word and just having just some alone time with God. And I went on Facebook on my way to go back into the office, and they had this name test, right, that you can play to find your most dominant trait. And mine was determined, and it talked about that, you know, you've been through more pain than anyone can imagine, and but it has made you determined and made you strong. And I was thinking about that, and I was remembering that, you know, that I have had some pain in my life, as I'm sure, you know, I'm not alone in that. But I've had some times of immense struggle and pain and hurt. But I was thinking about, but I'm not strong. You know, it's only through God that has made me strong. And I remember one time when I was going through a particular hard situation, and I was crying about it. I had been crying for, I think, days on end. And it was a pretty rough time in my life, in my family's life. And I remember getting in the shower one morning, just really not even wanting to go on, you know, not wanting to go through my day. But I had little kids, so I had to keep going for them, right? But I remember getting in the shower and just crying and crying out to God. And I never forget, you know, I was crying, tears running down the water and everything. And I got silent for a moment because I'm thinking, you know, God, I'm crying out to you. I'm crying out to you. And just in my pain. And I remember hearing in my spirit, how long are you going to do this? And so, you know, through my tears, you know, crying and kind of stopped and listening, you know, did I really hear that? And I heard the voice of God so clearly, the Holy Spirit, you know, deep down in here saying, are you done? Are you finished? And I'm like, what do you mean, am I finished? Do you know what I've gone through? Do you know what is happening in my life? What do you mean? You know, I mean, that's what's going on in my head, right? And so I'm like, just got quiet for a moment. And he said to me, are you finished? Are you finished? You know, all this crying, all this wailing, you know, yes, you've been hurt. You know, yes, you didn't expect this, but I'm with you. I'm your daddy. I got you. I got this situation. So when you're done crying, when you're done just bawling, you know, thinking of just all the negative things that you can think about, when you are done, when you are finished, and you want to remember who I am to you, and what I can do in your situation, when you're done, come talk to me. And let's walk through this together. Let me get you to the other side of this situation, because that is your promised land. That is where you will receive my blessing. Not here in this shower, crying your eyes out. But when you stop and you remember who I am and you thank me for all I have done and all I am doing in your life, at that moment, I'm going to bring you out. Well, that was a slap in the face, but you know, it was one of those good slaps, you know, when you just out of your mind and you going crazy and somebody got to, hey, slap you, you know, come on, snap out of it. It was one of those slaps. And I'm forever grateful to my God for that. I will never forget it. Never. So if you're going through something today, stop wallowing, stop thinking about the past, get up. Let God take you to your next. Let him lead you out of Egypt and into your promised land, because he has so much more for you. He has so much more for me. And I know he does for you. So just wanted to share that. Have an awesome day. God bless.